Shmuel said, in the situations that would require a chatas to be left to die, a Pesach animal would be offered as a shlum. In the situation where a chatas animal would be left to graze until getting a mum, a Pesach animal would also be left to graze until getting a mum. Rabbi Yochanan said, a Pesach animal is only brought as a shlum if it was lost and found after the shechita of the replacement animal. Rabbi Yosef asked, we find that Reish Lakish says, a chatas older than a year is left to graze, and yet a Bryce says that a Pesach is older than a year is brought as a shlumim. Shmuel said his halacha regarding a lost chatas, not the one that simply had become possible for some other reason. Objecting our Mishnah quotes Machlokes regarding a case where a chatas animal was lost, a replacement was designated, and the original animal was found before the replacement was shechted. Rebbe says one animal is offered as a chatas and the other is left to die. The Rabbanan say a chatas is only left to die if the owner has already received a kapar with another animal. It seemed that if a kapar was not yet had, the animal would be left to graze. Yet, if a Pesach is lost and then found after chatzos, but before the shechita of the replacement animal, Rebbe Zeir says that the animal is brought as a shlomim, which should not be the result if Shmuel follows the Rabbanon. Where it says Shmuel follows Rebbe, who says that the chatas animal will be left to die in this case. According to Rebbe, every lost chatas is left to die, but we know that a lost chatas found before chatzos is left to graze. According to Shmuel, it should be brought as a shlomim. Mara says, if the animal is found before chatzos, it doesn't even get the status of a lost animal, and that's why it's a different halacha. According to Rebbe, when do we ever have a situation that a lost chatas is left to graze? Mara says, it would be the case of a rishaya, where one initially separates two animals for a chatas, one as for a chrayas. One to be offered and one to be for a chrayas. That would be the case. Under these circumstances, the Pesach would be offered as a shlomim, which would not be the result, according to Shmuel. Shmuel holds like a Shimon, who says that when two animals are designated in this way, the second animal is left to die. If so, we don't have a case that illustrates the case where a chatas is left to graze, as would be a Pesach, according to Shmuel. Shmuel only said the first part of the statement that was attributed to him, that in the case where a chatas is left to die, a Pesach would be offered as a shlomim. He said this to bring out the point that the determining factor whether a Pesach is offered as a shlomim is whether it was found before or after chatzos, not whether or not the actual shechita took place. Mer brings another version that asks as follows. How could Shmuel say that whenever a chatas is left to graze, a Pesach would also be left to graze? The Rabbanan say that a lost chatas found before the shechita of the replacement is left to graze. But we know that Rav Zeir says that a lost Pesach, which is found after chatzos but before the shechita, is offered as a shlomim. Is that Mer answers on this? Shmuel holds like Rabba, who says that if the Pesach is found before the shechita, even if it's after chatzos, it is left to graze. Reacting where Rabbi Yochanan seems to come to argue on Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan says that the determining factor as to the status of the lost Pesach is whether it was found before or after the Shechita. It must be that Shmuel argues and holds that the determining factor is Chatzos and not the Shechita. And for the Gemara, Shmuel holds like Rebbe, who argues in the Rabbanan and holds that every lost Chatas animal is left to die. Reacting Gemara, according to Rebbe, every lost chatas is left to die. So according to Shmuel, every lost Pesach should be offered as a shlomim, and yet we know that if it's found before chatzos is left to graze, Mar says he holds that chatzos is the determining factor, the determining time, and therefore an animal before chatzos never even gets the status of a lost animal, and therefore it's not treated like a lost animal. Wishing a very freilich and Purim to one and all.